Emily, the Jeffrey Epstein story is now a national one, but take me back to when you and Miami Herald reporter Julie Brown started working on this story together.
Sure. I've worked on several projects with our I team here, and I just finished working on Fight Club with Carol Marvin Miller and Audra Birch. Kind of a difficult project about the juvenile justice system in Miami.
And the I team is the investigative team.
Yes. And that was a series, on how these young men in custody were being paid by guards to fight each other. And it was just, it was an incredible series. It was difficult to report on. And I just remember thinking, oh, I could use something light, something a little fun now. And then Julie stopped by my desk and she said, I need your help on something. And I knew I wasn't going to be getting anything light coming my way.
What did Julie tell you about this story that she would need your mastery around images to help tell?
She gave me a little history about Jeffrey Epstein. And I honestly had not, I had not heard about this story before, that this man had abused so many young teenage girls. And Julie had contacted some of the girls from before. She had worked very hard to uncover their names and to talk to them and to get them comfortable enough where she could say, Emily and I would like to come sit with you and talk with you and to get you on camera.
You know, Julie's article, when you read it, it gives us the written narrative of what happens through words. And she definitely amplifies the voices of Epstein's victims. But your work showed us who these women are. Talk to me about taking these photos, whether it was at home or the spaces that were created for these women to show up and to be seen.
Looking back, I think we interviewed most of them at their homes. The first, Michelle Licata was the first victim that we went to visit, out in Nashville.
And tell us a little bit about Michelle.
She said she was working at Publix, and one of her friends had come in and said, hey, do you want to make some extra money? And she wanted to actually make some extra money so she could buy her brothers and sisters Christmas presents. And so she ended up going, and she ended up, being victimized by him. And she's the one who says in the video, where he was saying, take off your clothes, but you can leave on your bra and underwear. It's okay. And she just didn't know what to do.
And then he tried to put his finger in my underwear, and I jumped back, and I pulled back, and I was like, whoa. And he's like, no, it's okay. I'm sorry. I won't do that. And then he went back to doing that. He's like, just on the outside. And I'm like, oh my God.
And she got through that, and she got out of there, and she never went back. And she didn't want anybody to know. And then the FBI came knocking on her door, and she was horrified that her mom was going to know.
So you're in her home now in Nashville for a newspaper article that the whole world can essentially see. It'll be online. It'll be in print. Talk to me about photographing her.
We actually met her at her family's restaurant in Nashville. She was obviously at first really nervous, and Julie just was so calm with her and just took the time to work through that. It wasn't something that you just jump right into. And I remember when we were actually getting to the part where she was talking about the sexual assault, her mom happened to walk into the room, and we all just paused and we just waited until she passed through, because it was such a difficult conversation to be having. And I was taking pictures while she was talking about that. While I was shooting video, I stepped aside and was taking pictures, and tears were just streaming down her face. And it was just really hard not to be emotional myself about it, because you could just imagine, how awful that was for her.
You can see the pain.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Emily Michaud. She's a photographer and videographer with the Miami Herald. She documented the visuals for the Herald series, Perversion of Justice. You also took a portrait of Courtney Wilde that for me really stood out. It's the one, and Courtney Wilde was one of Epstein's victims. She was 14 years old when she was recruited. The portrait of her, her arms are crossed. She's wearing a colorful shirt with stripes on it. And the thing that sticks out to me is the way the light hits her, and her chin is up. She looks very powerful in that photo. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Courtney Wilde I just remember her saying, like, she was not going to give up. And she actually had ended up in jail herself for drug charges. She spent more time in prison than Epstein ever did. And she was just a really strong girl, you know, young woman now. But this was a girl who pretty much was homeless at that age, around 14. Her mom had a lot of problems, and she ended up on her own. You know, he started off by abusing her, and then when she got too old, meaning 16, he used her to then recruit other girls. And that was one of the things that she was most troubled by and that just plagued her.
By the time I was 16, I brought him up to 75 girls, all the ages of, you know, 14, 15, 16, people going from 8th grade to 9th grade at just school parties is where I'd recruit him from.
You know, I think she must just be feeling just so relieved right now that that man is behind bars.
And that she likely played a role in that happening by speaking up.
She did. Her bravery in speaking to us.
When Epstein was arrested in New York recently, investigative journalism, and I would say you and Julie Brown, were essentially credited for putting this at the forefront again. This was a story, pieces of the story have been out there, but you all really did the legwork to give voice to the women who were victimized.
It's really incredible. I don't think it's really settled in that he's behind bars and that this investigation did have such an impact.